Retail Broadcast Channel with Peter Neyens.
Hello, my name is Peter Neyens and this is the Retail Broadcast Channel. What will be the impact of the metaverse on retail? Today I'm going to talk with Toby Nguyen, the founder of Dare Agency, the company behind the first Belgian shopping center in the metaverse that will have a place in Dareland. Hello, Toby. Thank you for being our guest and share your knowledge about the metaverse.
No problem. It's a pleasure being here. Honestly, from Dare's point of view, it's a great moment to share our knowledge since there's a lot of buzz about the metaverse. As experts, we get a lot of questions every day.
Yeah, I can imagine. Toby and I will be talking about the impact of the metaverse in the retail sector. Toby, just to get our listeners up to speed about the topic, what is the metaverse?
Good question, Peter. At Dare, we have built our own metaverse dictionary. These are the most important things to keep in mind. One, it's an umbrella term, part of the internet evolution. It's a virtual world accessible from the internet where anyone can build his or her own part. Two, it's a place where multiple technologies come together, such as crypto, NFT, avatar. Three, it's a technology that allows internet users to interact, share, and experience more than what is possible in Web 2.0. Four, it's not to replace reality and physical life. Five, it's an enrichment of human experience and interactions on the internet, from passive to active. Six, tool that enforces businesses to develop, build communities, strategies, sales, and entertainment.
Wow, that's a lot. And how does retail fit in this picture?
The retail sector has proven for years that both physical shopping and digital shopping are super important for the evolution of the brands, but also for the customers. The combination of the physical and the digital is an important factor for success. The metaverse is a new opportunity and can be seen as an additional and reinforcing channel.
Yeah. And how do I approach the metaverse? Do I need to install software or add hardware to see it?
I see where this question is coming from. Most of the people we meet and talk about the metaverse think that goggles are a requirement. It's funny because it's not true. It shows that people are lacking information about how it all works. This is a rather technical requirement in which companies have complete freedom. The nice thing is that depending on what you envision as a company, this will also determine what will be technically required. We are lucky that technically and technologically, a lot is already possible, and it is just a matter of implementation. So no, it all depends on how a company wants their clients or users to approach the metaverse.
Yeah, that's clear. And is there only one metaverse?
The metaverse is an umbrella term, so you can compare the metaverse to the universe that also consists of environments, different elements that form a whole.
Yeah, and how does Dareland fit in this new universe?
Dareland shopping is part of the metaverse. It is therefore a part of the bigger picture. The virtual shopping center can be placed anywhere, whether this is Decentraland or Sandbox, for example, and later in Dareland, because this is our ambition.
Okay. And what does a virtual shopping center mean in this setting, and how and who are your first pioneers who are joining?
It is all about an extension of the e-commerce of today's brands. Adding an extra dimension brings all the advantages that adding an extra dimension brings: experience, gamification, etc. We are currently not allowed to comment on this due to strategic reasons. What we can already tell you is that we are in the awareness research phase with many parties.
Yeah, that's comprehensible, of course, Toby. And what about the small retailers? How can they engage and stand against the big players to get a fair chance?
In essence, there's no difference between the smaller retailers and the larger ones. The only difference is the budget they have. To give an example, there are small companies that throw themselves completely into digital business. I'm thinking of web shops, for example. But there are also large companies with large budgets that do not do this. Companies, brands should not make the mistake of thinking that because of their size, they would not have a chance to be present in the metaverse.
That's clear. And what is like the current buying price for a piece of retail land? Or can I also rent something? How does that fit in?
Prices start from 1 square meter. So this makes it accessible for everyone. For 10 euros, you have already a place in the metaverse. This service can be used, for example, for a bucket, a mannequin, a bicycle standing vertically, because 1 square meter is not a lot of surface. Most stores, however, will choose a standard size. However, we offer this flexibility so that no one is excluded. Of course, this has an impact on the location.
Yeah, oh my. Will there be enough space in the metaverse then for everyone?
There are no restrictions in terms of scaling up, so there's space for everyone.
Okay. Toby, if we look into the future, what will the metaverse and Dareland look like?
The metaverse is equal to experience, of course, not to replace the real world and our physical lives. But we must admit, as time goes on, it will evolve to the situation where we are used to the metaverse, being an obvious thing. Just look at your children, for example. For them, a virtual world is just something very normal. Just like we find it normal that a smartphone nowadays has a touchscreen. Today we want to be a pioneer with this project. And in the near future, we want to be a permanent value outcome for the future development of the retail sector.
Yeah, wow. And maybe more personal, what are your future steps, maybe a scoop?
As metaverse experts, we can say that not only the retail sector has many opportunities in the metaverse, but we are also actively working on other sectors, domains. Just think about business, entertainment, leisure, and learning.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe a weird question, but will the metaverse ever stop, or can it be something that will go away after a time?
We can say with certainty that the metaverse is going to stay. The metaverse is just a name and is going to evolve anyway in the coming years. Facilitation and optimization will ensure that the metaverse will not disappear. Just like the internet in the beginning, when people wondered if the internet was going to stay or not. People quickly saw that the internet could facilitate and optimize. Also, if we observe human behavior, we can see that being involved is part of what people strive for. Technology nowadays facilitates this demand. Metaverse, as such, will also answer this need.
Yeah, you're so right. So right, Toby. Maybe a question that I repeat in most of my podcasts. And what is the most revolutionary thing you did lately?
Oh, we made the choice to be one of the first to participate in building the metaverse. But more important, we are the first to make the metaverse understandable to the general public. Because if you look around us, there's also a lot of shit. Sorry to say it. These are not our words, but one of our conversation partners. We are, there is, the answer for the mass of questions that exist.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe one last question. Are you at Dare only busy with building side of the virtual shopping center, or do you also do different things at Dare currently?
As metaverse builders, of course, we build solutions. That's our core activity. But within our core philosophy, we don't build no matter what. We strive for solutions that match with strategies and which have an added value for the business itself, as well as the target groups. We avoid building just for the sake of building things, since the maturity level of the market. Our consultants are spending a lot of time to inform and inspire interested parties. So inspiring or strategic sessions are also an indispensable part of our day-to-day activities.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Toby, for sharing all your knowledge and wisdom. I hope you enjoyed it as well.
No problem. It was a really pleasure to share. I'm always open for a chat about the metaverse.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for listening to our retail broadcast channel. If you like this episode, make sure to hit the like button and subscribe. Let us know what challenges you are facing, and we will talk about it on our next podcast. If you'd like to know more about our retail, visit our website www.analyticalalways.com. You can also find us on your favorite social media channel, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, or LinkedIn.
You're listening to Retail Broadcast Channel.